previously on the Experience Corporation.
The Chaos is proud to be the new home of Mama Stromboli's Fudge House.
The what now?
The reason we're on this corporate trip. This seminar is the closest proximity I have to the Magic Pod. I need to take every chance I can to get to network with them.
Later, Cameo. And later, Dermot.
Wow. She said my name.
Ooh, and then we could make a stop at the Krabby Cabby Cabineteers Club.
Maybe you could go do those things without me?
Without you? Do you have a name, Belt Sander buddy? Beltmont. The perfect name.
Hey there, party people. Are you ready to bond?
Leslie.
I know this bonding experience was designed for experienced partners, but I'm sure we can keep this professional, right?
Mama Stromboli's may seem like any other fudge-themed retreat center, but the people that come out of there just aren't the same.
We think it has to do with the fudge.
Cameo, we need your help to bring Mama down.
So are you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Experience the world through eyes not unlike your own. Take in the feeling just like the real thing. Experience the world now. So what are you waiting for? See it, hear it, touch it, feel it, love it, live it the X-Corp way. What will you experience? Job, sign a lease, go hold, steal a car, cast a spell, be a star, do it all over again. Brought to you by the Experience Corporation. What will you experience today?
I knew you were a good one when I saw you taking my grandpa's tour.
Your grandpa is the head of the Historical Hinge Society?
We each come from cabinet families. Before Mama S., my grandpa's tours kept food on our family's immaculately finished table.
My pep was the first person to cross Wood Dust Lake in a cabinet.
And my family ran the Cabinet Cabaret, the world's first, last, and only cabinetry-themed adult entertainment venue.
I am in the midst of royalty.
When Mama S. and her goons rolled into town, my grandpa lost all his customers. My sister, my own sister, became an intern at the country music festival.
When Mama S. bought out my pep's business, he moved to Bylock full-time. Now all he does is play the slots with his special friend Ronnie.
And the Cabinet Cabaret got shut down too.
To be fair, that one was before Mama Stromboli's.
It was the first bad omen. We should have listened.
The point is, we've got skin in the game.
Maybe Mama Stromboli's isn't good for this town, but that doesn't mean they're brainwashing people.
That's because they don't want you to see it. Gumbo, show them the master plan.
It's okay, Beltmont. It's just a piece of truly giant poster board.
I did it in crayon and felt markers.
What is all this?
The master plan. I was like you once. Naive. I never liked Mama S. Her fudge was all right, nothing special. But I had no idea how sinister she really was. Look at this news clipping.
Mama Stromboli moves shop to Sleepy Cabinet Town. Releases new line of Emoto fudge.
We had no idea what was coming.
Local businesses in danger? Who cares when the fudge tastes this good?
And this one.
Cabinets schmabnets, we bow at the altar of Mother Fudge. All right, this is messed up, but that doesn't mean...
Tulip, show them the video you took of Gumbo's parents.
What are they doing?
I can't look.
Talking about the news, doing taxes, I don't know, adult stuff. But then look, they each eat a square of fudge, and 5 minutes later...
Is that tantric yoga?
No child should ever have to see that.
Tulip, that's enough.
Aw, man, they haven't even gotten to the fallen butterfly yet.
The Emoto fudge changes people. Makes them do things they wouldn't normally do.
Like abandon the traditional craft of artisanal cabinetry!
But that was just phase one. Your partner? They're in the middle of phase two. Show them, Gumbo.
I did these with glitter glue.
Ooh.
Stay focused. This summer, Mama S and her cronies launched a series of music festivals, carnivals, county fairs, and of course, corporate retreats and seminars. Do you know why, Cameo?
I don't know.
Because Mama S isn't satisfied with ruining just our little town. She wants the whole world.
At all of these events, everyone takes some kind of Emoda fudge, and they get... Well, you saw my dad.
Once they've imbibed their fudge in Mama S's gnarled hands, she'll stop at nothing short of world domination.
That's why Delmon abandoned me. Brainwashing fudge! It was so obvious!
We've got a plan to stop Mama S and her whole wicked operation. And you, Cameo, you're the missing piece.
Why me? What can I do?
I knew as soon as I saw you at the Hinge Society. You're not like the other adults. You follow your own destiny. You're a trailblazer. You're
I'm a loner. Tethered only to the lost loyalty of their broken friendship.
I was actually going to say you're a grown-up who can sign up for a factory tour. But totally, that stuff too. We need someone who can get on the inside. We're going to blow up Mama Stromboli's.
With a bomb?
Even better. Stink bombs.
Plant these stink bombs in the ventilation shaft and Gumbo can set them off remotely.
But what about my partner? We'd stink them out. And Delmon hates being stinky.
We'll extract them first. Question is, do you have what it takes?
I don't know. It sounds dangerous. What do you think, Beltmont? How is that going to come up? But no, okay, I'll ask. It's fine. Beltmont wants to know, are there any thumbtacks or needles in this plan of yours?
No.
All right, then. Let's blow this fudgesicle stand.
Break time! Before we fill you back up with the wisdom of good mother fudge, we have a little stretch. Get some pedia-fudge. We've got a lot more bonding to get to.
Who even is the real Leslie, you know? If I can't be myself at work and I spend most of my life at work, then who am I?
Is it normal to feel broken during break time? I don't feel good. I think I need more fudge. Does anyone have more? Do you know where I can get more?
Dermont! Hey!
Oh, no.
Dermont! That magic pod person is talking to you.
Who? I don't know. Jocelyn?
Who's Jocelyn?
I just told you I don't know.
Dermont, it's so good to see you. You mean Delmont? No. Their name is Dermont.
It is?
As long as I've known them.
Riley, what are you even doing here?
I just really wanted to watch this, Dermot. Unless that's an issue for you, Dermot.
So, your name is...
Right! It's just so loud in here. Can't understand what anyone is saying.
Wow. You are a mess right now. Oh, wait. Did I just say that out loud?
Thank you for saying that. Thank you, Riley.
Oh, no. I beefed it.
You did?
Yes. Please elucidate.
Leslie, right? You gave them the wrong name on their ID, but Dermont is just so cool they didn't want to make you feel bad by correcting you. Sorry, Dermont. I didn't mean to spill the beans. 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 Sorry, saying beans makes my mouth feel weird.
Beans.
Beans. Beans.
Beans. Okay, stop. You're all freaking me out.
But Dermont, is what Jeff Lynn's saying true?
Well, true is just a word in the dictionary, you know, so subjective.
Have I been calling you by the wrong name this whole time?
Yes, you have. I am Dermot.
I'm so deeply ashamed. I'll start processing the corporate name change right now. Don't worry, Dermot. I'll make this right.
Glad we got that cleared up. Isn't that great, Dermot?
Great!
Ooh, okie dokie, folks! How about that condensed milk intruder, huh?
Jemmy, do you read me? These walkie-talkies can be finicky.
Read you loud and clear, big birdie.
Did not approve that name, but all right.
I made it to the tour of the factory, like you said. Now what?
Oh, excuse me, partner. You got a question for old Fudge, Vincent?
Yes, I can digest fudge. Behind that door?
Oh, that? Why, that's where we put our extra little something that makes Mama Stromboli's fudge so special.
Oh, can I see it?
No.
Oh.
Come on, folks. Let's get you some samples.
Baby bird to big birdie, I am now looking at a door to a secret room.
According to the floor map, Tulip stole off of Gumbo's dad. Behind that door should be where they add their brainwashing chemicals.
What about Delmont? Are they being held back there? Plied with fudge and milked for their secrets?
I told you this wasn't gonna work. Shh. No, Delmont's probably in the conference center a few rooms over. But tell me, do you see a vent about 6 feet above the door?
Sure, I think so. But what about...
That's where you need to go. The tour should be distracted with the nut stuffer by now. Use this chance to shimmy up one of those condensed milk pipes.
I haven't shimmied in a long time, but I'll do my best.
How's it going?
This pipe's just so slippery.
That's the condensed milk condensation.
So condensed.
You're going to need to leap from the top of the pipe to the vent. You got this!
I don't know. It's pretty far. Of course, Beltmont! I can use your natural buoyancy to float over!
That's a good plan. Cameo, use all the tools in front of you.
Hey, Candace, did we ever consider what happens if Cameo just dies on the mission? Just from a legal standpoint, I mean.
Here we go. Ah!
Cameo!
Ooh! Beltmont, help me up! I can't hold onto the ledge much longer! I'm slipping!
Ah! Cameo? Cameo!
Like, what even is a name, you know? It's not really who you are. Not really. A degree in technical magic application. That's who you really are. Right?
So if you just sign this form, we can get you your new ID card next...
Break time is over, non-entities. We have now concluded the partner portion of our seminar.
What? Finally.
Seminar. That's how it's pronounced. So, take some of the complimentary introspecto fudge and start fighting those inner demons!
What exactly does this have to do with corporate bonding?
Oh, you'll see. You'll all see.
Did he hear me? Or did he read my mind?
This form is so impactful, so exquisite, so meaningful. Anyway, sign here, Dermot.
And once I do... I'll officially be Dermot?
Well, who else would you be?
Oh. That is the question.
Oof. That was close.
Did you make it?
I did. Beltmont helped me up. Thank goodness for your freakish balloon strength, Belty.
I'm gonna need some clarity on what exactly Beltmont is and can do.
I'm in the vents. What do I do now?
Go forward a couple feet. Then take a right.
Okay, got it. Let me just... What do you mean? There's a... Oh, no.
What is it, baby bird? I mean, Cameo.
What about the giant fan?
This isn't on the map. Can you clear it?
Those fan blades do look kind of sharp. You're right. What do I do?
Okay, baby Cameo. Do you see a panel on your right?
Yeah, I do.
You're gonna need the multi-tool Tulip gave you to open it. Careful. That's been used by the Cabineteers in my family for generations. You'll need to...
No need for the explanation. I managed to bang it off with the disposable multi-tool Tulip gave me.
Wasn't disposable! What's next, Gumbo? What do you see behind the panel you just smashed off?
It's really far away and rusty and jagged, but it looks like there's a tiny vent that turns off to the right.
Okay. Usually, they send little fudge bots past those panels to turn these things on and off, so it might be a little small.
Damn, this surprisingly toned adult body of mine can't fit.
It's too dangerous. You'll need to turn back.
I'm sorry, Yang. I thought I could do this, but... What? No, Beltline. That's... It's so jagged in there, you'll pop for sure. No, I can't let you do that. I can't lose another friend.
Without the proper access code, you'll only be able to stop the fan for about 5 seconds. That means...
That means that even if you do make it, Beltmont will be separated. No, I won't tell... No. No, I won't tell your fiancé that. She knows, Beltmont. She already knows.
Fiancé?
They'll sing songs about you. I'll make sure of it. Now fly, you beautiful fool. Fly! Come on, come on. You got this.
Any sign of the fan stopping?
No, nothing. I should never have let him go alone.
You had no choice.
I could have stopped him. He could have gone home. He was this close to retirement. He did it. That son of an inflatable belt saw did it.
But literally, how though?
Go! Go!
All right, I'm through.
Okay, a few feet up there should be the central ventilator. See it?
Yeah. But at what cost?
That's where you need to set the stink bombs. There should be an emergency exit a little further up. It will let you out down a chocolate runoff chute. But you should make it okay.
What about Delmont? Am I near them?
Sounds
like they're probably in the conference room. Falcon, how do I get there from here?
Cameo, I'm...
What?
How do I say this? It's too late for them, Cameo.
But Falcon, you said...
She didn't know how to tell you. Once we found out that your friend was doing one of the Ardor Coin sessions, they were doomed from the start.
No, that can't be. We can still save them.
I'm sorry, Cameo.
You used me. You never cared about me or my friend.
This was never about us, Cameo. This was about justice and reviving regional arts movements. I'm sorry I lied, but you have the chance to do something meaningful to save this town. With stink bombs. I wish we could help your friend, but sometimes you just have to take the victory you can get.
No. No way am I stinking my friend. I'm going back for them.
Cameo, come on.
It's an even more dangerous route to the conference room. You'll never make it.
It's too risky. Why are you doing this?
Because friends don't abandon friends. Roger and out. Everyone's gone again. Those precocious children betrayed me. Beltmont sacrificed himself for the mission. But Delmont? I can still save them.
Mama Stromboli.
Who am I? Melody. Am I Delmont? Am I Dermot? Am I a subpar social pod experiencer? Or a magic pod superstar?
Children of the Fudge, we have nearly arrived at the end of the bonding seminar. You are soon to be purified of your workplace grievances. There is also a certification process if you fill out an online survey. Please, line up for the final imbibing of fudge.
No. More. Fans. Ugh. Wait, what's that? I hear something.
We are such stuff as fudge is made of.
The conference room! There! There's Delmont!
Delmont. Dermot.
They're about to eat that fudge. I gotta get down there. But how?
Delmont. Dermot.
Before you take the fudge, my child, tell me your name.
My name? My name is...
Oh, hey, it's Cameo.
Cameo? What are you doing here?
Thank goodness for that disposable multi-tool. I banged those vent screws right off.
This interloper is ruining the bonding seminar. Security!
All right, everyone freeze!
Unaccompanied children!
I spent 2 summers at martial arts camp and I have nothing to lose.
Ow! You hit my shin!
Come on, baby bird, let's go. We don't have much time.
You came back for me?
We were wrong. I was wrong. I let my desire for stink-based justice cloud what's really important. If we're going down, we're going down together. Also, my grandpa got us in.
Valhalla, burn it all down!
Looks like this loner has found their loner pack.
Cameo, what is going on?
The fudge. You're being drugged.
Oh, excuse me, let me just...
This is a bonding seminar!
If you would
you
just...
Give me!
Tension, sweet experiencers. I apologize for my rude and frankly very sick interruption, but you are being drugged. Yes, I know, this is a shock, but you have been deceived by the duplicitous Mama Stromboli.
Speak truth to power! Burn it all!
Candace, your grandpa is not well.
You don't understand, we're all...
That's enough out of you! Experiencers, Mama Stromboli has been drugging her fudge for years to corrupt the good people of the cabs to succumb to her chocolatey ways.
That's right.
Don't you see? This fudge has poisoned you, weakened your minds. I hate to tell you this, but experiencers, you are being drugged.
We know.
Oh no.
The truth will set... What now?
It was in the memo.
That you didn't read.
You spend so much time on these memos and no one even reads them. What's the point?
It's a psychoactively enhanced corporate bonding seminar.
Then what's with all the theatrics? The singing? The imbibing?
This is the come down fudge. After the emotional labor you've all put in, we all take Mama Stromboli's good vibes fudge and just exist, man.
Actually, it's supposed to be the best part of the retreat.
So you all... know that you're being drugged?
Of course we know.
Wait, but what about your master plan to drug the townspeople of the cabs and turn them into your fudge-making thralls?
We offer dental. Mama Stromboli's the pro-union fudge house. It's actually a pretty sweet gig.
Ooh, y'all get dental.
There are brochures in the lobby if anyone is interested.
But my grandpa's business, the years of local craftsmanship, you've destroyed it all.
Yeah, and my family's cabinet cabaret.
Well, maybe not that one so much. But the other businesses! Explain to us how you could have destroyed all that without the power of mind-altering drugs.
Oh, children. Sweet, foolish children. Your brains are yet formed. We didn't take over your town through any kind of malicious scheme. We just use the neutral, pure forces of free market capitalism.
The sweetest drug of all.
Wait, so Delmont.
Let me get that for you, Cameo. Speak into the mic when you address your friend.
Oh, thanks, Riley. You've always got my back.
Shh.
Louder? Sorry. So, Delmont.
Wait, is it Delmont? I thought it was Dermot.
What?
The reason that you didn't want to hang out with me today is not because you were drugged by a fudge cult, but because you just wanted to network with other people?
I
see what's going on here. I've overstayed my welcome. Doctor, you may bill the extensive damages to your ventilation system to our head of PR. A good day.
Gumbo, what about the stink bombs?
Still stinky and ready to blow.
That's my time.
I'm so sorry about that, everyone. You all know how Cameo is. So dramatic. Let's just pretend we didn't hear any of that.
Hold on, wait. Is your name actually Delmont? No, spell this for me right now.
Yeah, what is your name?
An insightful question. What is your name?
Did you just construct an entirely different identity because you didn't want to tell me I got your name wrong?
I'd phrase it differently, but...
So your name isn't Dermont? I didn't say that. I...
What a shocking twist of events. Who would have seen this coming?
I don't even know anymore, okay? Just leave me alone.
Wow. Didn't think that would happen.
I thought the bomb would have gone off by now.
Me too.
Huh.
Oh, well. Wanna go?
And now, the act you cool fudge lovers have all been waiting for. The one, the only, the rootinest and tootinest, Buckle Bunny!
Cameo, there you are. I've been looking everywhere for you.
I was trying to find a balloon seller.
Why?
It doesn't matter. It wouldn't be the same anyway. How'd the networking go?
I accidentally lied and told everyone my name was Dermot. Then I ran out of the conference yelling.
So, pretty good?
Ugh, I'm such a weirdo. I should have just done cabinet stuff with you.
But then you wouldn't have made friends with those magic pod folks.
Friends? They think I'm a liar and a freak.
Well, then why are they...
Probably just think I'm a little crybaby weirdo loser who doesn't even know their own name because they're such an awkward dork. Ugh. Hey, what's that smell?
Then why are they standing right behind you is what I was going to say before.
I think we're that smell.
Ugh.
We got stink bombed.
Look, it's just the fudge was still wearing off, and, you know what? You should call me Dermot. It's a super cool nickname. I liked it so much. Thank you.
No, Delmont, it's okay. We get it. It's totally fine. We've all been there.
One time, I accidentally called the Magic Pod manager Big King Papa.
Yikes on bikes.
So you didn't come over here to bully me?
No, we just wanted to see if you wanted to dissect this drug fudge we stole from the seminar. Might have some interesting implications for alcothermic divination.
Or enchanting.
Or enchanting.
That sounds amazing. Let's... I don't know, Cameo, if this is exactly the thing you wanted to do, but, you could come along.
Nah, you folks go have your fun. I think I need to learn how to spend some time alone.
You sure?
I am. Also, Jocelyn and... Bobble, you smell like a stink bomb, so...
Yeah.
Okay, well, catch up with you at the hotel.
Yeah, see you there. All alone. Without even a balloon belt sander to keep me company. And that's... Okay. Paging the Falcon? Gumbo? Tulip? Do you read me? This is Baby Bird.
Hey, Baby Bird. This is the Falcon. I read you. Over. This is Gumbo. Over. Tulip here. We're all totally grounded right now. It blows. Over. What's up, Baby Bird?
I just wanted to say thanks for the best company retreat ever. You guys rock.
If you enjoyed the Buckle Bunny song at the end of this episode, great news. It's available on any streaming platform by searching Day Today Today by Buckle Bunny. Thank you so much. Not time for the credits. If you want to find out more about the world of Ready Made Utopia, you can follow us on any of the major social media platforms or visit readymadeutopia.com. You can support the podcast by joining the Ready Made Utopia Patreon or by visiting our online shop. Word of mouth does so much to help us reach a wider audience, so if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, rate, and review us on your podcast player. On behalf of the entire Experience Corporation team, thank you so much. The world of Ready Made Utopia is created by Kate Nichols and Vanessa Thurlow. The role of Delmont is played by Len Sheth, and Cameo is played by Samuel Levitt. This episode featured Britt Meyer as Leslie, Matthew Sneed as both Riley and Bridgers, the museum guide. Keely Smith played Joflin, and Christian Rasmussen played Bobble. Julia Crowley played both Lola and Tula. C.G. Shoopman played Gumbo. Chloe Haven played the Falcon. This episode was written by Samuel Levitt. Vanessa Thurlow is director of sound design, producer, and composer. Theme song written by Vanessa Thurlow and Len Sheth, performed by Christian Rasmussen. Our show art was created by Kate Nichols. Our executive producers are Susan Fair, Bob Levitt, Louise and Raj, and the Elsner family. Full credits can be found in the show notes. Until next time, don't forget to experience the world.
Mother Stromboli.
Yes, Fudge Vincent.
After performing a full analytic sweep, we can confirm that the experiencer and those precocious children do not pose a threat.
So they know nothing of the great plan?
We think not. However, we did find one infiltrator we suspect may be playing a different game.
Did you now?
We found him deep beyond even the factory floor. He bypassed all of our most stringent security measures, killed two of our most highly trained henchmen, and he even damaged the milk extruder.
Bring him to me.
Bring him in.
Yes, of course it would be you. We've been playing this game of bug ball for some time now, haven't we, Delmont?